This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Premier League returns after a fortnight international break. It's now full on for the next 3 months, match after match, as the season starts to take shape.
Yes, folks, after a gap of 14 days, the Premier League was back this weekend after the last international break of 2019, and the break was worth its weight. Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Prakhar Sachdev and you are tuned in to On The Ball, Money Control's sports podcast. In this episode of On The Ball, we will recall how the Big Six, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, Arsenal, Chelsea and Tottenham Hotspur fared in the game week 13 of Premier League. The biggest news from the league during the international break came from London, where Tottenham Hotspur sacked Mauricio Pochettino as its manager after enduring a horrid season so far. Replacing Pochettino at Spurs was none other than Jose Mourinho. After being sacked by Manchester United, Mourinho was out of managerial job for more than a year. But the special one is back in the Premier League as Tottenham Hotspurs look to set things straight under the Portuguese. First match for Mourinho as Spurs manager in the league was the London Derby against West Ham United. Needless to say, all eyes were fixed on Mourinho. The league was no short of entertainment and action over the weekend as champions Manchester City welcomed Chelsea at the Etihad Stadium. Pep Guardiola's men were in a spot of bother when they lost to Liverpool 3-1 before the international break. Chelsea, on the other hand, are flying high, having won their last six Premier League games. The match promised to be a hotly contested one. As City looked getting back to the winning ways, table toppers Liverpool made a trip to Selhurst Park to take on Crystal Palace in a bid to extend their undefeated streak in the league to 30 matches in a row and widen the points gap between itself and the chasing pack comprising of Leicester City, Chelsea and Manchester City. The weekend was crucial for struggling teams Manchester United and Arsenal. While United faced an impressive looking Sheffield United, Arsenal geared up to face Southampton. Without much ado then, let us jump into all the highlights and know how the weekend panned out.
Again, and Jorginho on towards Conte, and he's got to it, Conte, and he's put it in! And Chelsea lead! Jorginho, De Bruyne, and now David Silva, options right and left, on towards Aguero, now De Bruyne, and still De Bruyne, and it's into the back of the goal! It took a deflection on the way through, but it will be Kevin De Bruyne's goal, and City weren't behind for that long. Mahrez takes on and beats Emerson, and scores in the corner! Riyad Mahrez, City 2, Chelsea 1, the champions have turned it around! Away by Tomori, up goes Mahrez, Sterling, 3-1, match over, 3 points Manchester City. VAR having a real good look at this, and I think they might overrule, and I think it might be ruled out. Goodness me, there can't be more than a millimetre between the two players. Oh dear.
Manchester City 2, Chelsea 1. Chelsea midfielder N'Golo Kante put the Blues into a deserved lead midway through first half. But a deflected equaliser from Kevin De Bruyne hauled the champions level against the run of play before a brilliant solo goal from Riyad Mahrez completed the City comeback before half-time. While Raheem Sterling scored a late third goal for Manchester City, it was controversially ruled out for offside. The victory sees Manchester City leapfrog Chelsea into third in the Premier League standing, while a third defeat of the season for Chelsea brings its six-game winning streak to an end.
And that's for Firmino and Sadio Mane. Miscues!
and it's into the back of the net. It went from one post to the other. Townsend, that's a lovely help, and Zaha scores. It's the best move Crystal Palace have put together all afternoon. And it comes through and it ricochets down and it's away from Firmino! And Roberto Firmino just waited and bided his time.
Crystal Palace 1, Liverpool 2. Liverpool needed a late Roberto Firmino winner and help from VAR to earn a win over Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park. Firmino struck from close range in the 85th minute, shortly after Wilfried Zaha cancelled out Sadio Mane's opener for the visitors, who had looked toothless in the first half in absence of their talismanic striker Mohamed Salah, who was on the bench nursing a sore ankle. The result extended Liverpool's unbeaten streak run to 30 games, stretching back to last season, as they stayed on the top of the table, 8 points ahead of their closest rival, Leicester City.
Dele Alli saw a lovely touch, clues to his feet, Son to score, he does! The first goal of the Jose Mourinho era has been scored by Heung-Min Son. Brilliant improvisation from Dele Alli, Son with Lucas Moura in the middle, and Spurs lead 2-0. That is a fantastic goal. West Ham 0, Spurs 2. Swept in by Aurier, great ball. Kane! How about that for a header from Harry Kane? Spurs lead 3-0. Still going here, Antonio rattles it in. And West Ham have a lifeline with 17 minutes to go. It's not cross. And they do have another here, West Ham, and it's Ogbonna. There is the full-time whistle. Well, Jose Mourinho is a serial winner. No surprise, he begins his Spurs reign with a victory.
West Ham United 2, Tottenham Hotspurs 3. Jose Mourinho enjoyed a winning start as Tottenham Hotspurs manager with a London Derby triumph over West Ham United at the London Stadium. In a hotly contested match, first half goals from Son Heung-min and Lucas Moura and a third goal by Harry Kane scored 4 minutes after the break gave Spurs a commanding 3-0 lead. But substitute Michail Antonio and N'Golo Ogbonna scored late goals for West Ham, but the goals proved too little too late for the London side. The win broke Spurs' poor away record in the Premier League as it was their first win on the road since January 20th this year.
Easy free kick as the former St. Fouty when they take it quickly and they've got him behind. Ings in the box, Ings hits the post and it goes in, and Southampton had the lead at the Emirates. Tierney cross into the box, got a be Aubameyang shot blocked by Bertrand. Second chance, 1-1, Lacazette stayed up with him, he scored here before, remember. Bertrand goes on the outside and the ball played in and Saints won a penalty, and Stuart Atwell has given a penalty. Ings fouled. Leno bounces on his line. Ward-Prowse save, gets the rebound and scores the rebound. James Ward-Prowse slams it in left-footed. They run away to the Southampton fans and celebrate. Thousands jump up happy. On the left wing to the byline, pulled across. They're going to be an equaliser. Pokes it to the roof of the net. There's no problem with the goal. There's no offside.
Arsenal 2, Southampton 2. Arsenal were booed off at the Emirates Stadium despite rescuing a point with a late Alexander Lacazette equaliser in a chaotic draw with Southampton. Danny Ings and James Ward-Prowse scored goals in the 9th and the 71st minute respectively to put Saints on the verge of their first Premier League win away at Arsenal. With Arsenal under pressure, Lacazette, who had scored the goal in the 18th minute, grabbed a last-gasp leveler between deep into the stoppage time to save the Gunners from an embarrassing defeat. Despite the late goal, Arsenal's player left the pitch to a chorus of boos from the home supporters as Arsenal's woeful form continued.
Jones under pressure from Moussa. Moussa gets there, there's no free kick. Moussa pulls it back, Lundstrom, great save, and it ricochets in off John Fleck. Fleck scores, and Sheffield United take the lead. Moussa, bit of space for him. Moussa! That's a fabulous strike. Into the bottom corner. James goes on the outside, stands the ball up beautifully. It's going to fall for Williams. Oh, what a hit that is. His first goal in professional football. He blasts the right footer into the bottom corner. Rashford's ball in, 2-2. It's Mason Greenwood. His first Premier League goal, and United want more than a point here. Greenwood, the goal scorer. He's always got a goal in him. James, Martial, Daniel James is in. James pulls it back. Rashford! Incredible! Oh, it's classic Manchester United. Three quick fire goals. They've come back from the dead. Being held up. McBurney! Nearly kept it out, David De Gea. But Ollie McBurney has drilled home the equaliser.
Sheffield United 3, Manchester United 3. Manchester United were denied a stunning win against Sheffield United as Ollie McBurney's late goal sealed a draw in a Premier League classic at Bramall Lane. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side were largely wretched against Chris Wilder's men and found themselves 2-0 down after 52 minutes, courtesy of goals from John Fleck and Les Mousset. They produced a stunning fight back through the goals from Brendan Williams, Mason Greenwood and Marcus Rashford in space of just 7 minutes. However, substitute McBurney had other ideas, and his last minute strike was given after a lengthy VAR review for a potential handball. The result leaves United struggling at 9th on the league standing, while Sheffield enjoying a rich vein of form are 6th.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of On The Ball. If you have any queries, please do send us a mail on mcpodcast@mw18.com. I repeat, the email ID is mcpodcast@mw18.com. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for tuning in.